Without further ado, I want to bring your attention to an elegant young lady, Miss Grace Anderson. She has found in her short time on earth a love for words and a steaming bowl of oatmeal. She moved to Viroqua almost 7 years ago and is sailing the salty seas of teenagedom along with her parents. I also happen to know she has a secret surprise talent that she hyperfixates on, but I don't know what it is. So I'm hoping she's going to reveal some clues to that mystery tonight. Come on up here, Grace.
I'm feeling weird. Tonight I'm going to tell you a story about my grandmother, Lorna. She passed in 2023. She was my father's mother. She lived in St. Paul, Minnesota in a pink house. And she really liked to tell the story of how when she was painting it, her neighbors would come by and tell her that it looked bad and it was too feminine, and she just didn't care at all. And that house stayed pink for the entirety of the time that she lived there. She also had many secret talents, and I think that I get mine from her. We weren't ever super close. She would call on my birthday, and we would visit during the holiday season. But besides that, she was, you know, she wouldn't get on the ground and play with me, or she would read to me sometimes, but mostly she liked to keep to herself and take her afternoon nap and read her New York Times newspaper. That was a favorite. And she really liked parties a lot, which I found kind of confusing. There were like two sides of her. The one that I observed sitting in her purple chair, focused on this book that she would sometimes finish in like a couple of hours. And then there was a side of her that would dress up and wear these kind of tacky dresses and coats. I wish I was wearing one right now. But these like bold, golden, Chinese drapes. And yeah, she had all these friends from all different walks of life. She took a painting class. She had a book club. And they knew all about me and my family. And so I remember being at these parties at like 6 or 7 and having these people come up and talk to me and ask me questions. And I was like, I don't know who you are. This is really awkward. And so her 90th birthday came around, and she told us that she was probably going to die soon. We were like, okay. And she was excited. She was sort of looking forward to what came next. And we decided to throw her one last party. And this was during COVID. So we really pulled out all the stops. It was outside in the summer. And we had people come by and sign cards, and we had this huge chocolate cake. Like everything, she got to wear her her extravagant waistcoat, and I remember painting her toenails for her. And it was just, it was so perfect. We were like, okay, yeah, this was the way to do it. And then she lived 3 more years. we moved her into a assisted living facility in St. Paul. I'm trying to remember what she liked about living there, and I'm not really coming up with much. She liked to joke that the people on her floor didn't know her name, and they didn't. Whenever they would pass her in the hallway, they would call her Carol, which maybe was the lady who lived in her room before her. I'm not sure where that came from exactly. And it didn't help that the name card outside of her door was misspelled. It read Lonra. But she didn't complain. She didn't complain much. My dad was really good about keeping her swimming in books, which was her favorite activity. And he was with her when she passed away. My mom and I were able to call her and tell her that we loved her, but then that was it. And I remember feeling sad, but keep in mind, I had 4 years of preparation to sort of be ready for this moment. And so I was surprised when about a year later, I found myself so overcome with emotion at her memorial service. Now my grandmother, she was a Quaker. And for those of you who don't know, the Quaker religion is an offshoot of the Christian religion, and they believe very deeply in the experience of finding the inner Christ. A lot of their services are held in peaceful silence. So I remember we drove up to one of my grandma's best friend's house, Lois, and she was very welcoming, and she has this kind dog who I really enjoyed playing with. And after dinner, she had us sit down. She had this video recording of a speech that my grandma gave when she was sort of initiated into the Quaker community. And I remember I was like, I don't really want to watch it, but I'll be respectful and I'll sit down. And it was beautiful. My grandma was probably about 50, and she had red hair. And I remember she spoke eloquently and clearly, and she was making people laugh. And she talked about her experience growing up in the Protestant religion, which to her felt oppressive. She had a lot of opinions when she was my age, and she didn't like it. But she continued going out of respect to her father. And then she left the church when she went off to college, and she became a psychologist, which was rare for women at the time. She liked to turn heads. And I remember sitting there and beginning to cry, and crying really, really hard. And I felt embarrassed because I had definitely not cried that hard when she had passed away. And what I realized is that I really related to her. I had been raised Christian, and I never felt a deep affinity with God, and so I was more inspired by the Greek mythology or the Native American stories of the Great Spirit. But I had never been quite sure how to express that or express my interest. And it felt really, really scary to me to talk about that sort of thing. And so I didn't. But watching her express herself so openly and be welcomed into this community where she felt confident was moving, and I felt a really deep regret that I hadn't been able to talk to her about that when she was alive. And I was too young, of course. I was too young to ask her those sort of questions, and then by the time I was thinking of them, she was too old to really be able to answer them. And, you know, lucky for me, we had that videotape, and we have all these books and memoirs of hers that she left behind. She wrote her own autobiography, which is really cool. But I just remember sitting there and thinking to myself, what am I going to do next? I need to follow this feeling. I want to stay connected to her. And I think death is hard, and I am one of the lucky people who was able to find this sort of gift in it, this sort of gift of being able to connect to my grandmother, to her life after her death. And it seems to me that her life, because of all these things that she's left behind, is this big present that I am slowly unable to unwrap. Thank you.
Give it up for Grace. Really warms my heart thinking about my grandma. Really appreciate you bringing that up, and it's wonderful to hear about her. I'm tempted we should have a Quaker style thing going on right now. Maybe not the right time. Okay, well, I was thinking about my grandma Lucille, and I loved her so much I named my car after her, and she takes good care of me, that one. Well, I'm not going to tell you too much about that either. Or, sorry,